This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One area that does seem to have some bipartisan support in whatever it might be that Congress winds up doing is more money for the Paycheck Protection Program, those forgivable loans that were part of the CARES Act. So we've gotten Lori Stewart back on the phone. She is the president and CEO of Sound Community Bank up in Seattle. We wanted to see how PPP companies that her bank made loans to are doing and how that whole forgiveness thing is working out. Lori, it is good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you. What a treat to follow up on PPP and talk about banking.
Well, let's do that, shall we? As there are, you know, machinations in Washington about maybe more relief and maybe more PPP, I want to talk about your experience with your clients who got PPP loans. Generally speaking, how are they doing now, you know, 9 months into this thing?
Well, generally speaking, they're definitely doing better than they would be doing without the funding. I think what's concerning, of course, to all of them is that in our market, we're not at stay-at-home, but we're very close. If you can imagine, Northwest Washington and restaurants can only have outside dining in December. You know how well that's going.
Right.
I think that gets to your earlier point that we're talking about what's the next phase.
Yeah, and honestly, nobody knows. Can I ask you about loan forgiveness? That was a key part of the PPP. There was some paperwork involved and some changing deadlines. What's your sense as a person running a community bank about how well that forgiveness part of this thing is going? Because that was key for a lot of the small businesses that took these loans.
Here's the good news. I think it's going better than we thought it would.
Okay.
And while it started slow and there's still guidance that needs to be clarified, we're clicking along. We've forgiven about half of the loans that we've made. They are the smaller ones, Kai.
Yeah.
That are getting forgiven faster.
Yeah, my favorite little factoid about talking to you is that the smallest loan you gave was $900. And I just have this vision of this person running, you know, the bike shop or the cheese shop or whatever it was that got $900, spending all this time filling out the paperwork trying to get forgiveness for a $900 loan.
Right. Well, and that's, I mean, one of the things that SBA say and we say as bankers is, you know, consult with your financial professionals, but the person with the $900 loan or the $50,000 loan is looking in the mirror at their financial advisor,
right?
Probably late at night.
I don't know, Lori, if you've been reading some of the stories in the national press. I think the Washington Post broke the story about some of these PPP loans going to really big companies in disproportionate amounts. And I don't want to ask you about the data, but I want to ask you about the mood as you were trying to get these loans out the door. It's my understanding that the bias initially was make the loan. It wasn't challenge the loan.
Oh, totally make the loan. And you're right. I've got a bank to run, so I have not mucked around in the data. But I think one of the things we have to remember is this was about jobs and payroll. And if I'm a server in, you know, this hard-hit industry of restaurants, does it matter if I work for a company whose payroll is 50 employees or 250 employees? Probably not in terms of, you know, feeding my family and paying my bills.
Scale of 1 to 10, how necessary do you think, as we sit here with case counts rising and heading into winter, how necessary do you think another round of PPP funding is?
I definitely think that another round is needed. I would like to see us prioritize small businesses, communities of color. I think there's still outreach and education to do there, so I'd like to see that first. But I also really worry about businesses that thought they were going to make it and now are really worried they aren't.
Lori Stewart, she is a repeat guest on this program, the president and CEO of Sound Community Bank up in Seattle. Lori, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. Call me anytime.